Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
on, y'all. Come on. Yeah, that's how we like it. Come on. Yeah, there it is. Come on, y'all. Keep pulling in. I see y'all coming. Oh, yeah. Everybody joining the show. Let's make it happen, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys again for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey guys, welcome to the show. I haven't been on the show since Friday, but I people ask me all the time, Frank, you didn't do a show today. I didn't get a message from you today that you were doing a show. Well, that's because I didn't do a show. If I don't send out show notes, I'm not doing a show. I had to get my daughter's car in and get it for service. And actually, I won't get it back until tomorrow. So, that's what I was doing on yesterday. And that's why I couldn't do a show on yesterday. But I'm here today, live and in color. Okay, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hey, you guys, let's get into this. And before we get into the show, let's do a word of the day. Okay? And today's word of the day is shopaholic. Shopaholic. You believe that? Now, I didn't come up with this. I have a word that comes to me every day, and this is today's word, shopaholic. And it's funny that it comes today because that's what a lot of people have been doing over the last few days is shopping like crazy. With Black Friday on Friday, and then yesterday was Cyber Monday. So, I know the ladies been out there shopping and shopping and shopping, doing your Christmas shopping, which is fun. That's the thing to do at this time of year, right? And I'm actually glad that you guys are shopping because that means that you're working and you have money, right? That's the only way, right? You're working and you have money, okay? So today's word of the day is shopaholic. Shopaholic is a noun, and it means one who is extremely or excessively fond of shopping. Now, I'm not a shopaholic, okay? I'm not one that'll go out every week to the store and buy something. I may be a lottery shopaholic. I will. the biggest thing is admitting it, right? I will buy a lottery ticket here and there, and in hopes of, just like anyone else, in hopes of maybe being able to go downtown and turn in my ticket for that big old long check, right? That's everyone's dream, right? And you know, who am I to steal that dream away from myself and my family, right? So, but a shopaholic, when you think about it, a shopaholic is there. And I'm not even going to get into that. But yes, I am. I'll get into it. What I was going to say is women are usually shopaholics. Now, I know I got a lot of women out there that are listening to the show and probably wanting to strangle my neck right now. What I'm saying is not most women are shopaholics, but women are probably the biggest shoppers out there, right? They always say that if you have a product that women like, that women will buy, you'll stay in business forever, okay? And if you got something out there just for men, you know, you probably won't be in business long. But if you got something out there for women, you'll stay in business forever, right? So a shopaholic is probably the biggest people that are shopaholics are probably women, okay? I'm sure there are men shopaholics, but I bet the biggest percentage are women, okay? Let me get off that because my women are going to kill me. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I've got a full house tonight, and that makes me feel so good that I have a full house tonight. That means that all my lines are full. No one else can call in, and you have to listen online. So if someone calls you and say, I can't get on Frank's show, tell them to go to my website, and they can listen to the show online. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is entitled, Don't Let Anyone Push You Around. Don't let anyone push you around. And what I want to discuss is the many ways that some companies push us around and make us do things that we don't want to do, okay? And the reason I'm doing this show is because I myself personally had a problem with this, okay? Now, I'm not one that you can push around. Now, some people, you know, you can only push people to a certain extent, okay? Some people can take more pushing than others, okay? And I can probably say that I'm one of those people that'll take more pushing than some. Okay, I'm probably way down the line as far as pushing. But once you push me to that edge, and I feel like I'm right, you know, but my zodiac sign is Taurus the Bull. Now, once I get down that line and I feel like I'm right, I'm going to turn and charge, and I'm gonna hit you hard. So what happened to me is my car insurance, right? Car insurance. Someone in my car insurance tried to okey-doke me into another policy. And they canceled my old policy and put in a new policy. A new policy that I didn't agree with, that I didn't agree on. That, get this now, $1,000 a year more than what I was paying. $1,000 a year more than what I was paying. Now, who would agree on that? Like I told the young lady on the phone, how would I agree to cancel my old policy, which has the same amount of cars on it, the same coverage? Why would I agree to put a new policy in place, cancel my old policy, and pay $1,000 a year more? Who would do that? I mean, I'm not that stupid, right? So, you know, and that happened before Thanksgiving. That happened on, I'm going to tell you correctly, that happened on the 20th of November, okay? here it is, December 2nd. I get a letter in the mail today that my old policy has been canceled. So I called them just a little while ago before I got on this show. And I had a few words with the young lady. And so now I had to ask her to please put someone else on the phone that I can talk to that can get my stuff straight right now. Okay? So I did get someone else. I did get my everything figured out. And I'm satisfied so far. Okay? I'm satisfied so far. So, and my old policy is back in place. So I'm satisfied so far. So we'll see what happens. But check this out now. Now, if I had not called, if I had not, what do you call it? If I had not disagreed, I guess, with what was going on, come the next 2 weeks when the payment comes out of my account, I would have been highly upset, okay? And some people don't watch their money like I do. I watch my money. So, you know, if I hadn't called, that would have really made me mad. I want to say something else, but that really would have made me mad. And, you know, that would have been a bad situation, okay? So I feel good about it. But all I'm saying to you guys is watch your business, your personal business. You got to stay on top of this stuff. You got to watch it all because people get you. And they'll try to get you all the time. I mean, the cable company, the cell phone companies, all of these guys are trying to get into your pockets. So you have to be proactive and watch everything that comes across your desk or wherever, however you pay your bills. You have to watch all this stuff and get on the phone with them and get it straight. Because if not, they're going to continue to take your money. All right? And you may say, I give you a good situation right here. My young daughter, I have a 13-year-old, okay? She was with my wife. They were shopping, okay? My wife went into she got something on at a sale price, okay? But when she left the store, she found out that they had charged her $3 more, $2 or $3 more than the price that it was supposed to be. So she told my daughter, let's go back to the store. I'm getting my $2 back or whatever it was. And my daughter went crazy. Like, you're going back to the store for $2? She's like, yeah, I'm going back for $2. Now, this is what I told my daughter. I said, if you walked out of the mall and you saw $2 on the ground, you saw the $2, right? You're just going to walk by those $2 and not even pick them up? No, I'd pick them up. Okay. That's essentially, that's the same thing. Okay? But get this. Now, if she hadn't gone back to the store to let the clerk know that she charged her too much money, what would have happened? She would have lost that $2. They would have never called her and said, or they would have never charged it back to her account. They would have never done that. They would have continued to do business and kept that $2. Now, how many people had already gone into that store, bought that item, and was charged $2 more than it should have been? I don't know. Right? But that's the way you have to watch your money. Okay? That's the way you have to watch your money. So, all I'm saying, guys, is be conscious of what's going on. Watch your money at all times. Watch your money at all times, and I'd say, you know, when people try to push you, just be serious with them and do your thing. You know how to handle yourself, okay? I don't have to tell you that. But also teach your kids. Teach your kids how to handle themselves with business, okay? That's something that we don't do. We don't teach our kids how to handle money. We, you know, money's not taught in school. Okay? Money's not taught in school. I mean, of course you're taught how to count, you know, dimes, nickels, pennies, and quarters when you're young. But as you start to get of age and get into high school and all this, the kids aren't taught how to handle a checkbook, how to handle a credit card, how to handle money. And that's really, really what it's all about. When they get out of school and get a job, they may have a job before they get out of high school. But if you don't teach them how to handle their money or what money is all about, they're going to go down the wrong path, I guarantee you. I did the same thing. My mom didn't teach me about money. I had to learn on my own, right? But now I'm trying to teach my kids about money, how to handle money, credit cards. Don't do it. That's all I say. Don't do it. Credit cards are a killer. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and talk about this. People try to push you around all the time, okay? And it's not just companies. It may be your boss or your supervisor or whomever. Try to push you around and have you do things that you shouldn't be doing or that, you know, not only you shouldn't be doing, that maybe you aren't able to do it, but they'll try to push you into doing it anyway just because they're who they are. But if you know what you're doing and if you have, you know your rights and all this as an employee and you know what you can and can't do at your job, you got to stand up for yourself and let them know how you feel. Don't be afraid of anyone. I tell people that all the time. Don't be afraid of anyone. Because that person, if it's a man or a woman, if you're a man or you're a woman, either way, that person does the same thing that you do. They go home, they get into bed, they sleep, they eat, they go to the bathroom, they shower, everything just like you. It's no different. They're human beings just like you are. There's no reason to be afraid of them. There's no reason to be afraid of anyone. And that's what I try to teach my kids. Don't be afraid of anyone. Don't let anyone push you around. Okay? And guys, so before I go, I got about 5 minutes left in the show. And before I go, all I want to say is we're headed towards Christmas. Okay? Today is just about over. And it's the second day of December. There's actually 22 days before Christmas. Yeah, I know it. I said 22. 22 plus 2 is 24. Christmas is on the 25th. But in 22 more days, it will be the 25th, right? So you got 22 more days before Christmas. That's hard to believe because it seems like it was just July the 4th. Now, I mean, time is flying so fast because the older you get, the faster time flies. I didn't believe that when I was growing up, but the older you get, the faster time flies. And time, it sure is flying. I mean, it's already Christmas, guys. And I know how I feel about Christmas. I mean, I love Christmas time. I love it. I'm getting ready to get my lights out in the yard, and I'm going to get my tree this weekend and get it up and start, you know, the house is going to start smelling like Christmas time. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, we do it well. We do it right. Because I grew up in a household where my mom, this was her favorite time of the year. So she did it right. Okay? And that's all I know. So I do it right. Okay? So I'm getting my yard all cleaned up, getting my lights out, tree up, and we're getting ready to have a really, really good Christmas. And I hope you guys do too. I hope you guys have a great Christmas. I'm not saying I'm going to be on the show now. Don't forget to listen now. I'm going to be on the show. I'm doing the show. But, I'm just excited about Christmas. Christmas is coming, and I'm excited about it. And I hope you are too, and I hope you have a great time with your family and do everything that you want to do and be safe and be healthy and all that stuff. And take care of yourself, guys. Please take care of yourselves and your family. And I'm going to leave you guys with a little touch of Christmas. Take care. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. See ya. Oh,
you.